Y'all know you can't out-train a bad diet. Tonight on AfterBuzz TV, we're talking all things Revenge Body. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Superman, Charlie's Angels.
The three girls, we're here.
Yes.
We're missing you, Dakota.
Yes,
us girls.
Charlie.
Yeah, Dakota is our Charlie. He is not here because he's celebrating his birthday.
Yes. Can we do a little Marilyn Monroe happy birthday?
Happy birthday to you.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
I did that
so hot. So hot. Yes, yes. All right, y'all. Hello and welcome back to E's Revenge Body with Khloe Kardashian. Tonight we're talking season one, episode six, The Lost Voice and Half Baked. And I'm your host, Rachel Robillard. Y'all can find me on all social media at @Rach_Robillard. And I'm with my lovely co-host.
Aww. Hey guys, it's Michelle Madison. You can find me on Instagram at @Michelle_MadisonTV. And if you want to tweet me, do so at @MICH_MadisonTV.
Hi guys, it's Heather Yared. You can find me as always on Twitter and Instagram at Heather Yared.
Yes, and so this was a very interesting episode for multiple reasons. We were talking about Ranella and Brittany tonight. And starting off with Ranella, she was known as the black sheep of the family.
I think we're all probably the black sheeps of our family.
Was that her opinion or was that fact?
Well, based on, she said she feels that way because she was treated that way. Her sisters were, one's a nurse, one's a beauty pageant girl, and she's like just taking a different career path.
Right. Well, her career path sounded like it was amazing when it started. She was the starting act for Nelly.
Yeah.
And who else? I can't remember at this point.
Nelly stood out to me.
Yeah.
That's what I remember the most.
Like, it was some good people.
Yeah.
So she's done some great things.
Yeah.
And at a young age, too.
Yeah, and I guess because it wasn't by the book.
Yeah.
So, as usual, we know our parents project be a doctor, be a lawyer. So that's probably why she felt like that black sheep. So that made sense. So I was curious. I was like, was she a black sheep or was that her thinking she was because of that?
And her mom said it, too, when she came into the bakery. She said, your sister's a nurse. What are you doing?
Yes.
Touché.
So, Ariel was her sister, and the bakery was named Ariel's Bakery. So her mom made the bakery after her other sister, not
her.
And I mean,
and plus she has an older sister, which I was surprised about.
So Ariel was the baby.
Yeah,
she's a pageant girl.
The pageant girl, and very cute. Like they all are.
Yeah,
like
all
cute
are.
Family.
Yeah.
Yes.
The
yes.
mom gives me life. I'm sorry. She was a little mean, but I could definitely like listen to that lady all day.
Right?
I love her. I was like, she's like Mama Mai, like Jeannie Mai's mom on the reel. Love it. Like she should have like her own little segment. But that's me.
Mm-hmm. And we saw someone who came back who was training, Corey.
Corey. We were supposed to have him tonight, guys, but he got called back to the Black Panther movie set in Atlanta. As you guys know, that's a huge Marvel movie coming out next year.
Wonderful.
So he's training that cast. So hopefully we can get him in next time.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm kind of happy because I was scared.
Yeah.
Because he was going to work out with us today, and I was actually very scared.
Right. Seeing him again on camera, I forgot how intimidating he really is.
Yes.
He's actually very intimidating.
He's like, congratulations.
Yeah.
And his like straight face.
Just so monotoned, like has happy, sad, upset. The same voice and the same attitude. That is scary. That's intimidating.
And we all laughed at the same thing when he said, if you want to look cute, go hiking. And I was just at running camp
yesterday.
That was mean.
It's so great. I love
like,
so
yeah.
Ranella had a very different experience with him. Not necessarily intimidated, but she thought he was hot.
Yeah. Like,
she still thinks he's hot.
Yes.
Who doesn't think he's hot? Like, to be honest, he's a very cute guy.
Yes.
Very cute.
Yeah.
But he works hard. He works hard for that body. And kudos to him. I mean, you work it and he's showing it. He looks great.
This is what comes with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Very motivating.
Gosh darn it.
I would be so irritated. I don't even like going to the gym because I don't like people staring at me.
Mm-hmm.
So if I liked my trainer, it would be 10 times worse. I don't think I would have showed up. I'm like, you know what? I need something.
That would motivate me more because I'm like, oh, I would just be like, you know, I'm going to show him.
Oh, my. I wish.
Yeah,
I wish I could do that.
And then she asked to have Michael B. Jordan come and train. I was like, girl, you better get a cutout.
Right?
Call it a day.
Exactly. So at the very beginning, she wasn't really connecting with Corey as much as we were hoping. She was more like, I need you to motivate me a little more. I need you to do this and that.
To be there all the time.
Yeah. And then Corey's like, I'm not going to hold your hand, girl.
Yeah.
And like just being straight up about it. And I see on both angles where it's coming from. But I don't think Corey did the same for his other people that he was training.
When he trained, why can't I think right now?
Dexter.
Jack Dexter. Well, I guess maybe for that maybe one, it was more intense.
Yes.
Yeah. He was making her do a lot of cardio, because remember, he was telling her that she had to first drop the weight.
Yeah, right? Because whenever you have your midsection, that's how it works.
Girl, Ranelle, yeah. I am the same with you, boo-boo.
Yeah,
midsection, that midsection.
Yeah,
so always. He said he had to break her down to build her back up, so that's why he had to leave her a lot of times to do those. I guess it was the cardio stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like cardio stuff.
Versus Dexter was doing a lot of the intense stuff. I'm not a workout person. You guys correct me when I'm saying stuff wrong.
No, you're right. It's because in order to get the torso area down, all the liquid diets, 2 protein shakes a day, 1 meal, and all cardio. And yeah, I don't need to be there for that. So that's exactly right. What you're saying is intense. But I think she was totally connecting, and I think it's because she had a crush on him. So
she just wanted more.
Yeah, it was
she
obvious.
She wanted to touch him. She found any excuse to touch him. Girl, I am not mad at you. I'm surprised he didn't file a sexual harassment lawsuit, though. But she was like, oh, yeah.
She was also, she said she lost her confidence, and that's what her whole story was about. She's like, I feel like I lost my confidence. I lost my voice. But in reality, she came off very confident.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Because she was joking. She's one of those people that hides it very well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She brought up an interesting point. I think a lot of us in the industry have faced at some point where our career is very non-traditional.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that means money flow is not the same. So you have to do untraditional things to make that money. And that's where she lost her confidence, because she had to kind of put singing on the back burner to get a regular job, work 10 hours a day.
Yeah.
Of course, you know.
Because of her mom. Because her mom was like, you need to make money.
Yeah. Exactly. Which is true, because you do need to live. Yes. But at the same time, if you're not doing your passion, she resorted to eating, and her eating lifestyle choices weren't that great, because if you're working 10-hour days, it's not like, you know.
Yes, and that's so, so, so important. That's what I wanted to, I'm glad you brought that up. I wanted that to stick out in this after show. Notice she was not living her flow. Like, she wasn't doing her purpose. And she said, because I wasn't singing, I started to eat.
Yeah.
It is so important to follow your calling and your purpose if you know what that is. Mm-hmm. If you don't at least put part of it in your day, whether you have to make money or not, you will absolutely go down a path that is not the best one for your overall health. So it's just huge. And the fact that she owned that, I love that she spoke that truth. Mm-hmm. And she didn't necessarily blame it on all her mom. She was like, nope, I did it. Mm-hmm. I put it on myself. I stopped singing and I gained the weight.
Mm-hmm.
So mom wasn't necessarily, at least she was telling me truth. You know, I'm paraphrasing, but that was a really intense moment.
It's how she said it was more or less the hurtful, the dagger.
Yeah. And we've seen a lot of that. I think I say this every time.
Yeah.
Families are always the one that are like, because her mom's face was like, it was like disgust. It was looking at her in disgust.
I felt it for her. I was like, oh, no.
At least just the words, not the face, too, right?
It's everything at one time. It's like emotional.
Yes.
It's one thing if it's a friend. Yeah. You know, like Stephanie, her friend, was the person she wanted to give revenge on. And it's very upsetting when a friend of yours is making fun of you. But when it comes to a family member, and as we talked about, like, that's what happened to my grandma. Mm-hmm. My grandma did the same thing to me by fat-shaming me when I was younger at such a young age.
Mm-hmm.
But it hurts so much more because it's a loved one.
Yeah.
And so having that, I know I could relate to her on such a great level because her mom was doing that to her.
Yes.
And it's hard. Mm-hmm. It is so hard. And she was comparing herself to her skinny sisters and the bakery's name. And there's just multiple aspects that she did feel like the black sheep. I could totally see that.
Yeah.
But
fortunately,
she looks hot.
Yes, she does.
Ever.
I mean, I thought she was
hot now.
I thought she was cute anyways. I like more of a voluptuous figure. I'm not that much of a skinny stick girl. But, you know, I get it. You know, she did.
Yeah, I think she looked good. I think Corey said something. I wrote this down. I wanted to, again, repeat. When we can't accept where we are, we just hide from ourselves.
Very true.
That is key, again, to transformation. Mm-hmm. We have to be able to own, this is my weakness, this is my strength, this is where I need to focus in order to change. And we see Ranelle do that 110% in this show. She owns it. She comes with it. Everyone's going to complain at first. I mean, who wants to work out? I don't. I want to eat chocolate.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. Yes. I want to eat chocolate.
Because at the first day with Corey, Ranelle showed up in a sauna suit. That's what Corey called it. A sauna suit.
I know those things.
Yes, you've seen that before?
Oh, girl, I'm from Miami. Okay, so pretty much a lot of people in Miami, when they're working out, that's what they put on because they're told that they're going to lose all this weight because it's water sweat. It's water weight. Yes, if you get educated on it, you know it's water weight. That's natural weight. You're going to drink that back into like a cup. So, no, growing up, I remember this old lady. I'd never forget her. She had to be in like her 50s, but she was so sexy. When we get on the bus in the afternoons, she'll be running around this big circle with her sweatsuit on, her little shorts. And we're like, and you know, in high school, we learned in science class, like, you sweat water. That's all you're doing. And I'm just like, but she was so cute. So I saw Ranella when she did that. That's like everyone I know.
Really? So it's like the Christmas vacation suit. That's what they wore on Christmas vacation.
Yeah.
And he said, and Corey said, now I know what I'm dealing with. That she wants to lose weight quick.
Yes.
I caught that. I was like, that's me.
But that's, isn't that everyone? It's like you want to get money quick. You want to lose weight. You want everything in a microwave.
Quick. Yes.
Yeah. Instant gratification. Instant. But that doesn't necessarily work. Unless you have money to pay, you know, a really good doctor.
For, like, lipo?
Yeah. I know what we're about to say. Yeah. No. But something a little different than the doctor, like, doing lipo and all, Ranella mentioned at the beginning that she used to use a waist trainer. And what is your perspective on waist trainers?
Okay. You go ahead first.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah, I'm really curious. Okay, that's a very big controversial topic right now.
All
right.
So everyone knows waist trainers because of the Kardashians.
Right.
But prior to that, the rest of us in the rest of the world, we already knew about waist trainers.
Victoria's Secret, I did. Like, back in, like,
and that's not even like the waist trainer. Like, like coming from the Caribbean, that's what women did. After you have a baby, you do the waist training to get your waist back. But these are like, for real waist trainers, are like corseted.
Right.
Like they will move some organs around.
Ooh, yeah.
So the other stuff that they're selling on Instagram and all those other places, they're not real. I'm sorry. They're
so
just
wait,
not.
Well, then what's real compared to fake?
The real ones are like the old school corset. Like corset, somebody has to help you
tie it.
And so, you know, Fajas, my girls, who know how to put those on. Like they have bonings in them. And for us big booby girls, like I use one like I did for a red carpet last weekend to make my boobies look small.
And you looked great, by the way.
Oh, thank you. So the boning in it, which is the thing that keeps it all framed, literally, it makes your back straight.
Ooh. Yeah, the posture. So, your posture
is awesome. Yeah, that's when you know it's a good waist trainer. But the ones that they're selling these days, I'm sorry, guys, they're not real.
So I have the one that the Kardashians, whoever they tagged, I can't remember her answer, but whoever they tagged, I actually spent the remaining money I had 2 years ago for $125. So I'm not sure which angle you're going or what the controversy is. I'm curious to hear your perspective or what angle we're going to talk about.
It's if they're healthy or not.
Oh, okay. I mean, all I know is, sure, do I have, like, bruising from it sometimes? Because I am, like, my stomach has actually, like, bent and so forth. But I think it works. Mm-hmm. I think it props my boobs up as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that working out in them is not the right move.
Or sleeping in them while we're in them 24 hours.
Yeah, the only time I think it is healthy or right is if you get the cool sculpting liposuction where they're literally freezing your fat. Okay. And then you need to keep that on for, like, 2 weeks.
Or burning your fat.
No, right. Yeah, other than that, I'm not really sure.
How often were you wearing it?
I was wearing it anytime I would go out, all of that stuff.
Okay,
I wasn't wearing it for the gym.
An extended amount of time.
Yeah, mine was just outfits to get my jeans zipped and stuff like that.
That's a smart way to do it, because even Dr. Oz had a segment about it that I watched. And, you're supposed to wear it for a short term, guys, not long term. Mm-hmm. But go ahead and finish
your point. Good Morning America, they've been talking about it, too, and how it's not... It's more painful and harmful for your body.
Especially if it moves your organs. Then you know it's real. But I'm just saying it's not supposed to move your organs around.
But these waist trainers, so many celebrities are wearing them now, from Amber Rose to Khloe Kardashian, Kim. They're all wearing it, so as a viewer, I want to get involved with it.
And honestly, I don't even think they're wearing it as much as you think. They're wearing it because they're getting paid. You have to pay attention to the post and see if it's a sponsored post.
Yes.
I don't think they're wearing it that much, because they're getting... In my opinion,
they're on TV so much.
Because I don't want to get sued, but I almost positive that they got some work done. I'm gonna say that. Yeah, I'll take the heat. They're not really wearing those waist trainers like that, like you think, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're celebrities. They have access to more money, doctors.
Yeah.
And
Doctor, make me perfect. Yes, they got the money to do it.
Listen, doctor, you call me or I'll call you. Just make me perfect.
I need that dentist she went to.
Yes,
this one
dentist.
I got that one too. That needs to be
for the veneers. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Let's talk Dr. Sands. That was the dentist that she went to.
It's kind of cute.
And she got I mean, all those guest stars are just adorable.
Saying, I'm just saying, he look cute.
Where's he at in LA? Where's he at? So Ranella was getting the veneers, and that's she obviously had to request that, or like
that's expensive.
Yeah,
I'm sure that was in a questionnaire, right?
So we learned from Stephanie that when you apply to be on the show, you fill out a questionnaire about
who you want to meet, your ideal person, things that you want to change. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and so Ranella must have put down, "I want
perfect teeth.
Yeah.
Kardashian teeth."
Yeah, Kardashian teeth. And that's what she got.
Yeah.
Dude, that is so expensive.
If I did Revenge Body, I would take advantage of everything.
Right?
I'm kind of skipping ahead, but Tokyo Styles, I've been wanting a lace front from him forever. I would so get that.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll take everything.
With the hair?
Yes. He's known for, like, his wigs. Like, he does really good lace runs.
His and hair they look is so very natural. Than mine. Yeah, I was like,
oh, girl.
I know.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Makes me feel like I don't even try.
So Tokyo Styles, he showed up, and also Jason Bolden, he was the stylist. And Ortega was doing makeup. I don't want to say his name wrong. It's Etienne.
Etienne.
Yes, and he's makeup. And I've actually met him before at The Voice. Cool. I was working at The Voice. I was a talent PA, and he was in charge of Christina Aguilera's makeup. So he would just be there all the time, and I would just be like, "You are so cute! Like,
how gorgeous you are!
Like, he has just such pretty face, and then obviously Christina Aguilera is just gorgeous, and." Actually, I kind of have a little crush on Christina Aguilera because while I was at The Voice, one of my first days working there, as a PA, you got to stay behind. You don't really interact with the coaches, any kind of celebrities. You just do your own thing. I was obviously way back there. And then she was leaving, and I just happened, I was like by the couches. She goes, "You have really pretty hair."
See, we're always telling you that.
I don't know if I responded. I was in shock because... Yeah. Christina Aguilera came up to me to tell me that, and I was like,
what you do?
I think I said thank you.
I'm sure you did.
I'm sure I did, but everyone else around was just like, oh my god. She doesn't do, like, she doesn't talk to people.
Like,
she's that kind of celebrity where she's in, she's out.
Okay.
She's in last minute, out last minute. Like, she does her own thing, and the fact that she stopped to tell me that, I was like,
major dream,
but you know, that tells you about a woman when she's confident. If she could compliment another woman, especially if she's not even paying attention to what's going on, that's always a good sign. Yes. So
it's very true.
Yes. Speaking of a woman that's not confident, Britney.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk Britney.
Britney.
So Britney was the second person that was on the show tonight, and she had Gunnar Peterson, which. I'm sorry, but if you have Gunnar Peterson as your trainer, he is the celebrity trainer.
Oh,
Gunnar Peterson. And she did not use it to the best of her ability.
She didn't appreciate it when she had it.
What did you all think about her blaming it on weed?
We got to talk about it.
So
we gotta
talk Jamaican, marijuana. And I've grown up in Jamaica. I know a lot of people that smoke. And there's a difference between people who abuse it and there's people who use it as, you know, their lifestyle.
Most people what do you think she was doing?
She was excessively using it, we'll say that.
Right. She admitted she was doing about 3 to 5 times a day.
Yes. It's a little bit excessive.
I missed that part.
Because I'm, you know, you do your thing, it's medicinal, it could calm you down, all that great stuff, but if you abuse it, that's when I feel like the overeating, the munchies part will kick in and it will mess you up.
Yeah, she did mention that. And the line that you opened with, crucial. Crucial.
Half-baked.
Cannot train a bad diet.
Yeah.
You absolutely cannot.
And she kept eating and eating and eating.
Her munchies. She had the munchies going.
She had a bad habit and a bad diet.
Why do you think that she wanted to be on the show? Do you think this is another, what was the Satya, what was the woman's name? Satya, the Indian lady.
Sukta.
Girl.
Do you think this was another?
You think she was pulling a Sukta?
I'm curious.
Well,
she said she
wanted to get her bougie back. So apparently, from what I gather, she's used to attention. She's used to being the girl. Like you said, she got the guy that everybody in high school wanted.
Right.
Conrad. And I guess after she had her baby, and then when he broke up with her during her pregnancy, you know, she slipped into eating, and she was no longer that girl.
Right.
So I think that she's used to that attention, and that's what she wanted back. I'm not necessarily sure if it had to be, like, TV celebrity attention, but she definitely wanted attention.
I think
we're all guilty of that to some extent. Look at the business we're in. But
at any point,
I think that she really did want her revenge on him.
Because you don't think it was a
Sukta? Yeah, I don't think she pulled a Sukta. Sukta was...
Yeah, I don't think
that
she...
Was
it was obviously that she's like, oh, like, I'm doing... She's like, we all know that you're here to get famous off this show. But I don't think Britney was doing that because it wasn't a very...
Brittany didn't even, doesn't, I didn't, she Brittany tried. Didn't tell me a life plan.
Yeah.
So for me to even think that that's what she wanted to be. Like, okay, you're famous, but what are you going to do with your celebrity?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, that's why I guess I don't see it that far.
Okay, yeah, I was just curious.
I'm going to give her that.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying for the life plan, because day to day, she also didn't have a plan. The fact that it's like she was irritated that they expected her to follow the diet. That's why I was like, what are her motives? Yeah. Why is she on the show? Mm-hmm. You obviously know that you are going to be expected to follow a diet and follow through. And there was all this jib jab about miscommunication. Oh, I thought I said this. It, like, nope.
No.
So that is actually characteristic of a habit.
She's a classic
meaning she was smoking
so
like
no
too
offense.
Much marijuana. Yeah.
And now she's being held accountable. And it was like,
Conrad held her accountable.
Yeah.
Who
yeah,
was shocked about that?
Right? Same.
I, you know, and I think that was like, you couldn't even write that.
Yeah.
That's, that was, maybe this needed to, she needed to fail to get up and succeed.
With him. With him,
the baby daddy.
Yes. Yeah.
But I, Conrad, the baby daddy.
I, she never mentioned him being a fitness guy, so that's why I was kind of surprised that he was her personal trainer.
See, that's why I was like, I don't get it.
So, but hey, she lost 20 pounds, and she's doing it.
Yes.
So, sometimes
well,
that's
no,
where
I think,
life works out.
I thought it
out.
Said I, she hopes to lose 20 pounds.
Oh, is that what it
yeah,
said?
Yeah, I don't think she actually lost 20 pounds.
Because in a picture, she didn't look too bad. She looked like she lost some weight.
Yeah, she did look good in the black one piece, I think it was, or whatever.
She did.
What, do you think that her storming out after the chips, getting caught with the chips, you think that was overreacting, dramatic, or you think
that was her.
Legit?
I think that was her.
That was her.
Yeah.
Yeah,
would you guys
her.
Have stormed out if they would have been like, why are you eating those chips, girl?
I wouldn't be eating those chips if I had Gunnar Peterson.
Yes.
I'd be like, I'd be scared. And the guy, the
Dr.
nutritionist. Dr. Goulia would prick you and check you every week.
What, check you for what? How does he check? What
because
he
they could
for?
Tell what,
your
what you're body
eating.
Fat. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they could tell if she was smoking still.
Oh, smoking. Okay, smoking.
Yeah, but they could like see what she's doing. And Chloe said it when they had their intervention with her. They were like,
she looked pissed.
Yeah.
I've never seen
she
that.
Had
she
had to pull
the
strings from our little, we've gotten some little inside information about some things. And Chloe really did have to ask these people. Like, they didn't necessarily have to do this show.
Absolutely.
People know who they are.
We can see
so
that, yeah.
So for them to come here and train little old us, and for you to not take advantage of it, that's
and
a
it
huge
seriously.
Slap in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like,
wow.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This is the first time we've seen Chloe be upset with someone.
Yeah,
I mean,
really
Sukda, you know, a little bit upset with Sukda, but I feel like this was the first time we saw Chloe, Gunnar, and Dr. Goulia at in one place.
Yeah.
So what happened was they were all there at Gunnar's gym, and Brittany comes in expecting to work out, like, and the thing is, I liked her attitude. Her attitude was contagious. She was all happy. She kind of like, hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Yeah, because she's smoking.
Yeah.
So she has
she's high.
She's chill.
And so, and then Gunner's like, we're not working out tonight. No. And that's when Chloe's like, either you're serious or you're out.
And yes, I guess that's where the miscommunication happened, because she left that day and thought she didn't have to go back to Dr.
Goulia.
I would go anyway. I mean, health and wellness is a deliberate practice.
Yeah.
You have to practice it every single day, just like this chick was blazing every single day.
Yeah.
So what, one or the other?
Mm-hmm,
it just made no sense to me. I don't understand how it didn't click.
It's because you know.
Yeah.
And knowing's half the battle. That's a G.I. Joe reference.
Yeah.
She didn't know. And I think that in the end, when it hit her, because she got emotional.
She
I was
did.
Like, you know what? I think she really does get it now. But it took them having to, like, kick her, all three of them.
Right?
Yeah.
For her to get that.
Yeah, maybe she did come on, like you said, to maybe have the awakening about even, like, the blazing and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it got too much. It got too much for her. And I think she was sad over Conrad.
Yeah, I mean.
Who wouldn't be?
Didn't tell us how far out of high school she is, because she said she got pregnant when she was 16.
Yeah,
16. He left her when she was, like, 4 or 5 months pregnant.
Yeah, 5 months pregnant. And she didn't look that
yeah,
too
that's
old,
what I was trying
so
to see. Did she just graduate?
No.
Did they say her daughter was 4?
No, I think she was older
She looks
than
22.
That.
I think she looks at least in her
So
early
she's
20s.
Still,
20s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
For sure.
And
that
she and the thing is, if she takes it seriously, it like is that what it is? Do you think it was the smoking or just the eating habits? Because
the smoking caused her to eat. Like
and
that.
I'm sure she was somewhat of an emotional eater. I don't think she said that, but I kind
like
of
it.
Feel
oh, for
it
sure.
for her. And
for
she looks like she's a little bit on the taller side too. So I know when she gets her ideal weight, girl, you're gonna be bad on bougie boo boo.
Because that's what she wanted. Yeah,
I mean, you're bad now because you know I'm not really into the stick thing.
Right.
Like she said, she said I'm not into the
that
stick
was an
thing.
Excuse. I don't care what she says. If she could be a stick and be skinny and all that stuff, she would have taken it.
Right.
I do not think that she was like, I don't want to be skinny. Okay, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever you say.
And that's what's interesting, because I'm actually doing Weight Watchers with some of my coworkers
oh, yeah,
where I'm working.
Told us.
So
yeah.
And some days I'll take it very seriously and some days I won't. And in my mind, and I kind of related with Brittany, she's like, well, I'm eating healthier and it's like about choices. And I get that. And that's what I was like, yeah, it is. It's better choices because for Weight Watchers, beyond the scale. And that's not even, that wasn't a promo. I'm actually doing it.
Yeah.
And it's beyond that. And I'm like, okay, it is healthier choices. But for Brittany, when someone is telling you what to eat and you have to adjust your eating habits before you can start making those healthier choices, that's where
and you're
it,
on
I mean,
this show.
What's a,
you're on this show.
What's a healthier alternative to like Cheetos and chips? I mean, and I'm sorry that I made you eat those chocolate covered strawberries.
Sorry.
I am so sorry. I'm a bad, bad, bad person. Horrible. But it was dark chocolate.
No, it was dark chocolate. Exactly. It was a strawberry.
You have to indulge. Yes. Indulging is dark. I don't believe in this like take away everything. No, I think cheating, what you're doing or what I think you're describing, I believe is the exact way to do this. Ease in everything is baby steps.
We're just now starting. I can't go only celery sticks all the time.
Yeah, I go to Wendy's and I get that 4-for-4 meal, I get water.
The Diet Coke.
And then I don't get the sauce for my fries. Sauceless.
Good. Yeah. Okay.
So that's me.
Making better choices.
I'm just saying.
But if you were on the show, clearly, and I'm sure if you were on Revenge Body too, it wouldn't be, let me just make these choices. It would be, I'm on Revenge Body. I got fortunate enough to do it. Yeah. I'm going to hit the ground running and be straight on this stuff every single day.
Because like Chloe said, if you do not buckle down, we're going to find a replacement.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's the whole point. I mean, you have to, these people try out for these shows.
You
fill out a questionnaire. Like, they handpick you. Chloe handpicks you.
Yeah, she goes through and makes sure. That's because, I mean, Dr. Guglia?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said that he thought that Chloe overreached himself with Brittany because he was like, I don't see her completing this.
Yeah, I was curious what made her pick. What made her pick her as well? I didn't know if it was like the baby connection. I was losing baby weight since her sisters are obsessed with it. Like,
I was gonna say because Chloe also went through a bad breakup. She's been through her share of bad breakups, and you know, I think she connects with people on that level. And being that she's so young, that too. But I would have picked her too.
I would not have picked her. No, not at all. Not at all.
No.
Yeah, I don't have. This is gonna might be. I don't care how it comes
off. Speak your truth, baby girl. I've already said stuff.
It's one thing to be pregnant and then get heavy after being pregnant. It's okay. It happens. It's life. You can lose weight. You can't. Like, either way, if you want to lose it, you'll lose it. But I would just go a different route, especially for this show. Like, I would go more towards that, whether it's thyroid or whether it's just emotional eating or something that has nothing to do with being pregnant. I just don't think that losing the baby weight and that type of thing. Like, again, I think there's a lot of opportunities for that and for you to come back from that and support from people. And this show, to me, I really hope she sticks to the stories like this one with Ranella, is that how I pronounce it? Ranella, about like, I lost my passion, I started eating. And all of the people that we've seen thus far, I just kind of want, I'm hoping it goes in that direction because I would not have picked her at all. It didn't connect with me.
I think also her being a single parent, there's something that happens to, not all women, but some women after having a child, it's, they lose themselves and everything becomes...
That's because the woman becomes that. Becomes
everything
their
becomes the baby. Yeah. So I think that
you're the mom of. That's how you're defined.
And a lot of women, they just let go. And I think that was a connection with Brittany's story, is that you could be a single mom or just be a mom, whether you're married or not, and you could still be bad and bougie. Like, you don't, your life doesn't stop.
Right.
In her case, she had to, you know, she had to fall down to get back up. Mm-hmm. But I think that's part of why she chose her.
Sure.
But I could see that happening because I've seen a lot of women do that.
We don't have conscious parenting in society today. We have parents that the being a mom or a dad becomes their identity. When parenting is a role, you are a role. You are in a role being a mom and dad until your child can think for themselves. Once they can, you get curious with them and you help them understand great choices. Mm-hmm. It should not be your identity, because then you end up living vicariously through your child projecting, like we see potentially with Ranella, like, okay, you need to lose weight, you need to not eat, you should be a nurse. Maybe the mother wanted to be a nurse.
Right. Yeah,
that is what leads to that. So,
I think it's also emotional. It's just, I mean, I'm around babies all the time. I throw them like a billion baby showers a year. I think it's just something about parenting, and when that triggers in, they want to do so much for that kid. And it's like they kind of lose themselves. It goes back to that.
Well, it's a chemical. It's not purposely done,
but some people are able to manage it and get on it quicker than others. Yeah. And also eating habits, eating habits. You know, like, if you didn't grow up in a house that, you know, ate healthy options or gave healthy options, how are you, for the most part, you know, are expected to do that.
Yes. And finishing your plate. Yeah. Finishing your plate. Like in my family household, it was like,
I finished my plate.
Yes. It's disrespectful if you don't. Like,
that's portions. That's about portions. And I think that's also something she was probably struggling with. Yeah. Like, because she would just get high and like, oh, because that's what she did with the chips. She's like, I only had a couple chips. I didn't eat the whole bag.
Three.
I had three chips.
But and the producer's like, empty looking,
like, why is the bag so? Like, there's like no.
I was looking at it too. I was like, that bag was more than three.
Right. I mean, they're really, when you get the munchies, I mean, there's just no, like, you're hungry. Yeah. Like, there's nothing
you are
can
looking
do.
At Fatty Patty. I'm telling you, I know this. But see.
So now you're saying, like, when you blaze, or are you saying,
no, I don't smoke. I'm just a Fatty Patty. I just love food.
What do you mean?
That's my problem.
I love food.
And I'm working on it. But I'm like, you
working
know, this,
on what?
Yes,
working on what?
This show has encouraged me to have healthier eating options, you know, and trying to
work out.
I go to Runyon Canyon.
Good. Atta girl.
All because of this show.
Really?
Atta girl.
Yeah, it's inspired me to, you know, just want to have a better lifestyle
wonderful,
change, eating
darling.
Happier. Because I love my chicken and waffles, but I found alternative ways to fry my chicken. Right. I bake it and put it on broil and put some breadcrumbs, and it feels like it's fried.
Yeah, I like that.
See,
good
I'm
for you.
Stuff.
Good for you. And I think it was a great learning lesson from Brittany's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Journey, although it wasn't the most successful story.
It wasn't a traditional revenge yeah, the most route.
Exactly that. But it was interesting because now we know that smoking marijuana is a huge factor in...
Well, like how much
like
smoking?
We didn't know, but like
I don't
know.
I think it's necessarily smoking. I think it's how much. If
is
you
it quantity?
It. No. Like, I think it's
no,
how
you
use
can,
it.
No. You can get high one time and be hungry. Okay.
Oh, yeah. But also, no. I'm saying, like, she's, like, what she said, like, eight times a day?
Yeah, three
okay,
to five.
Okay, maybe
seven.
Once a day.
She even left the gym to go
yes, and she said
take
she,
a hit, and she said she couldn't because she couldn't have a, she have a lighter.
This, yeah, this, the thing in her car was working, I think. Oh, I...
Some dudes get high before they go to the gym, and actually smoking weed triggers some people yeah. to
really?
Work out harder. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
All it, my boys back it, in Philly, that's it, exactly what they
it
did.
It affects people differently, but I think it's when you come to the point of abusing it, that's when the it's
yeah,
a
she abused it. If she's leaving the gym to go take a hit,
if you can't say no to it or say, no, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, we have it.
Yeah.
We have it.
Mm-hmm.
So weight loss totals?
Crazy. Yeah, weight loss totals. So Ranella, she lost 40 pounds.
Woo-hoo!
And
yes.
then an additional 10 after the show.
So you could 50. Totally tell. You could totally tell.
Yeah.
Her face.
Yes, all of right here. Like, her midway, we were like, yeah, you
I'm
could
so
tell.
I'm so proud of her. That
yeah.
is
I hope she keeps her same energy. But I just love
it. I think she will. I think she will. Yeah. This is she's back on it. She's going to start singing again.
Yeah, we were trying to look up your song, Ranella. So, you
know,
tweet us at AfterBuzzTV and Revenge Body.
Know. It was such a cute show. It was that song so catchy.
Yeah.
And seeing her mom cry at the end.
Oh. Yeah, she's like, that's my daughter.
Oh, my God.
Like,
I cry every
that
damn
was just
every
amazing.
Damn reveal. I just
I know. Heather starts bawling. Yeah. I look over. I'm like, are you crying? Like,
I can't help it. I can't help it.
Can't help
the
it.
Energy. Like,
it's so beautiful.
So
it's so beautiful.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's nice.
And then Brittany, nice. We don't really know how much she actually lost. It wasn't, the total wasn't there, but at the end, it says Conrad is now her trainer and that she hopes to lose 20 pounds. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
But I do want to say something. In Gunner's gym, I saw a quote that I have to tell y'all.
It
is squat because no one has ever wrote a song about a small ass.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
I saw that and I was like, wait a sec. We gotta rewind. Yeah. Pause. And I was like, that's so
Sir
true.
Mix-a-lot.
Yes.
Squat because
my
no
God,
one's ever
Becky,
written a song about
look
a small
at
ass.
Her
I have no ass.
It is like stabbing.
That
was so good.
Yeah, that was good. I
one
like
of
that.
Those rappers' girlfriends.
Rappers' girlfriend.
That is exactly. good.
I love it.
Very
I love
good.
It.
Was it on like
no.
a, he painted it or was it
no,
on
no.
like,
it was a sign. It was like he bought it
yeah,
somewhere
it was like
or
big words squat and then.
Because no one ever wrote a song about a small ass.
Yes.
You can say
ass,
girl. It's okay.
Right?
Because, okay, that's when, okay, it's a whole long story, but any event. I don't really curse much, but yeah.
Well, now I'm curious what you're about to say.
No, I was going to say, because I grew up Catholic.
Me too.
Before I became Christian. And so it's like cursing was like a big thing. Like if someone cursed around me, I literally would stop and go on my hands and knees and pray for them.
What? Girl,
I was a weird child. I was a weird child. I'm mixed. I'm like... A heathen and an angel at the same time.
Yeah, I was about
time.
To be like,
right?
we got two.
At
we
the
got
same
Jekyll and
damn
Hyde
time.
Here.
We
yes.
got Jekyll and Hyde here.
That's
what
okay.
everybody should
but
be.
But I'm the same way. I'm the same way.
So that's, I don't judge.
Yeah,
just,
me neither.
You know.
Like we that. All love
you.
We all love you.
Thank you.
I love
you too, boo boo.
And now we're starting to go downhill with the season. So why it seems like that? Well, it seems like, well, because we're at the peak, like, I think we're like halfway through the season.
You mean like the number of episodes?
Sorry, the number of episodes. Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep. Whoa, man, number of episodes. Which is like crazy to think because
I feel
like
it was getting boring. I was like,
no!
Huh?
No! Now, it's just like crazy to think because this is like about to wrap up soon.
Yeah.
And
how many more episodes do we have?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like only a couple more weeks, like four more.
As oh,
this is a month
six.
More.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So our sixth episode, and I think there's about 10 total. I think there's four more.
We've already been through six episodes.
Yeah, this is our sixth episode.
It doesn't really feel like it.
Right? Y'all are fun.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. I have a mess of you. Damn work. Oh, yeah, I love my work. I love
but
coaching.
But your coins is coming in, right?
Yes,
okay, we
right.
want to make sure those coins are coming in so you don't have to leave your passion. Don't. Yes. No, but. But also the talent that they've had on the show has been awesome.
Yes.
So they've all been great. You missed them last week, but they were like just everything.
Yeah, the best. I love Stephanie.
Stephanie's great.
Yes.
I like Stephanie
too. She's a doll.
Yeah.
She's a doll baby.
And I like Dakota. And I like.
I love everybody. I love everybody.
Stephanie and Dakota.
I don't know what you're saying over there,
but because Dakota was looking at Stephanie's top. Oh, sorry, Dakota, you're not here.
What? I wonder. Yeah, Dakota's is probably watching this right now and be like, girls.
Well, they're like the same age, so they'll be fine.
Yeah, they are.
She's single. He's single.
I'm not really sure what everyone's talking about right now, but anyway, on that note, what's happening next, ladies?
Yes. Okay. So I guess what I want to see next, I do want to see Chloe start working out with them, mm-hmm, and we did see that with Jill.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see it again because for her to show up with Brittany being a negative thing, I want it to hopefully next week something positive.
Nice.
She comes in a positive light. That's my
maybe she
hope.
Comes back.
Yes, and I did see Australia Boy comes back.
Oh, what's his name?
Mates.
Stephanie's trainer.
Is it Luke?
I think it's Luke. I think it's
the name of the gym is something.
Yeah, mates. And so I saw him. He's coming back, and he's so cute.
Yeah, he's the man.
Yes, he is.
He was great.
All these trainers are just adorable. They are so.
And we hear all good stories about them.
Yes. So hopefully we can get Corey in studio soon once he's done training.
Yeah.
Good. And it will be good.
Good.
And so where can we find y'all on social?
All right, guys. Heather Yared. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Heather Yared.
Any shows that any other after shows you do?
I do America's Next Top Model, and I do Vivica's Black Magic.
Ooh. Hey, guys, I'm Michelle Madison. You can find me on Instagram at Michelle_MadisonTV and also on Twitter at MICH_MadisonTV, and I'll be catching up on The Walking Dead.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of Walking Dead, sorry, so off topic, but I saw on Facebook today the auditions at Studio City where they do The Walking Dead, like, auditions, like, anyone can audition, and they're recording, and people are just like,
To be a Walking Dead.
Yes, it was so funny. I have to show y'all. But anyways, so funny. I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on social media at Rach_Robillard. I also do Fuller House as another after show, so y'all should definitely check in on that. And we will see you guys next week talking Revenge Body.
Bye.
And Dakota will be back.
Yeah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments and questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.